The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory be to the Lord.
Jesus entered the synagogue. There was a man there who had a withered hand. They watched Jesus closely to see if he would cure him on the Sabbath so that they might accuse him. He said to the man with the withered hand, "Come up here before us." Then he said to the Pharisees, "Is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath rather than to do evil? To save life rather than to destroy it?" But they remained silent, looking around at them with anger and grieved at their hardness of heart. Jesus said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." He stretched it out, and his hand was restored. The Pharisees went out and immediately took counsel with the Herodians against him to put him to death. The Gospel of the Lord. Looking around at them with anger, Jesus got angry. We don't think much of Jesus being angry. When we think Jesus being angry, we remember the event at the temple when he turned over the tables of the merchants and those selling animals. But Jesus got angry. And as we know, Jesus did not commit sin. So getting angry is not always sinful. Jesus got angry, and his anger led him to heal the hand of the man. The Pharisees, they got angry too at Jesus, and their anger led them to plot to kill him. So anger, just like any feeling, they're neutral. They're not right or wrong. It's what the anger, what the feeling leads us to do that determines whether that feeling really was sinful or not, or was wrong or not. Someone could be very happy. Maybe they got a big raise at work, so they go celebrate and they get drunk. Well, being happy led them to excessive drinking, which is not good. But a lot of times I think, especially when we go to confession, we just confess feelings. Well, I felt angry. I am impatient, you know. But we need to look deeper and to see what led our feeling us to do, whether it's anger or any other feeling, and to look at what's the reason for our anger. See, the feelings, the anger, is only the symptom, is what we see on the outside. But we need to look on what's the reason why we feel this way. The Pharisees did not just like Jesus. You know, it says from the beginning they were there sitting watching him, waiting for him to do anything wrong. They stuck by the law. But Jesus yesterday, as you remember the gospel, he said, "The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath." The laws are meant to help us to live good, holy, and righteous, and just lives, not to become the God that we worship. Jesus had this choice. Would he leave the man with the withered hand without the use of his hand, or he can do something that's good and heal him? But the Pharisees, they stuck to the law. Well, that's not what the law says. You cannot work on Sabbath. Maybe today I think we take a look at sometimes at our anger, because a lot of things these days makes us angry. And to see, why am I getting so angry? Why do I respond in such a strong way to certain things? What is really the intent, the source of my anger?